Today's episode is sponsored by my Lit Daily Online Yoga Classes. This is an exclusive pass into my personal practice and program that I created from experience as a physical therapist and 20 years developing my Lit Yoga methodology. There is a different class with me every day, including special monthly live streams, so you can feel your most lit up anytime and anywhere. Get a 3-day free trial today by going to movementbylara.com and clicking daily classes. Let's get moving. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Movement by Lara podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through safer and smarter movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today is Friendship Friday. Usually I do Friday with friends, and I'll have interviews, but I also will do other things that have like that friendly, fun atmosphere. So today I want to talk about friends, because I get asked a lot of questions about friends. I think people who follow me on Instagram know that I have some really, really strong connected bonds with other women in the form of friendship. And I think everybody craves that. Even men who might not think they need friends. And I'm always finding it curious, like people will say, well, how do you develop good friends? And I don't know the answer case by case, but as you know, if you've listened to me, I love acronyms. So I came up with one to help define what I am looking for in a friendship and what I want to be as a friend, because it has to be, you know, parenting is kind of a one-way street. And if you're not a parent, you're a child of somebody. And so you might have experienced this in your childhood, or maybe not, if your parents didn't give you that kind of like one-way street attention. But in other words, you're giving a lot of energy and devotion and love, time and all that. And it's an investment, and you don't know what the return is. You're just giving and giving. And that's because of that's the way it's set up. Friendship can't be like that. It won't be able to be sustained. So you need to have the desire to be as good of a friend as you want to have. I've also seen people who don't know how to kind of draw that line where they're doing a lot to give, and their friendships aren't responsive. And that's when you want to think, like, is this person really the person that I want to invest my time in? So here we go. For friend, F, these are like things you want to do for friends and friendship. You want to feed the friendship. Just like you would do anything or feed anything, whether it's your body, if you're taking care of a plant, you have to nourish it, and you have to give it the nourishment so that it can grow and it can be loved and have, you know, and just be its fullest expression. So feeding the friendship is really important in terms of like giving it the time and attention. And there will always be moments or time periods in a friendship where one of the friends is probably feeding it a little bit more. But you want that to be overall balanced. And some of it is asking for what you want out of a friend. So I have had friends in the past who've said, hey, I really need you to spend some time with me. I need you to put aside this date and I want to see you. And that was really useful, because that person asked what they needed. They needed to kind of be nourished and fed. And so on either end of it, ask for what you want and also give that nourishment. And that's going to be in the form of time, in the form of, you know, lending your ear, listening, just being that like got your back kind of person. R, reach out. Often things can happen in a friendship, and there can be like this little kind of static moment or a period of time where someone is not, you know, has shifted and is just not present. And what I have found, and maybe men do this too, but I really see this in women. There's a lot of this, like, what's the word for it? I guess it's like a passive aggressiveness. Like, well, she hasn't called me in a month and I'm not going to call her, you know, or, and that part of, you know, being a better person is getting over that stuff and be the first to reach out. Don't assume anything. Our minds, our own minds, our own insecurities, our own kind of histories can really damage friendships unnecessarily. So just reach out, even if you're don't know why the person has been more absent. Don't be afraid to be the first to reach out. Don't play games like that. It's not healthy for any relationship, whether it's a friendship or, you know, a love relationship. I include your friend in activities that are not just the two of you, but include in your circle of friends, include in your family, include in the hobbies. It doesn't mean that it's going to be all the time that you're stuck together 24/7, but friends will continue to kind of, you know, get closer and closer when they really know and understand each other. And there's no better way to understand a person than to meet family, to spend time with some family, to do something that's not just the two of you. And that can just be really, really lovely. Another thing I think is great for women is introducing women friends to each other. That is also kind of can break down these patterns where that, and I hate to say just women, but this is what I've seen, where women get very not domineering, but almost like possessive about their friends. And instead, if you include your friends in from different walks of your life, it's lovely. They might, one friend of yours might not be friendly with another friend, but you never know. And part of being open-hearted is making connections with other people as well. So include your friend in different activities with different people in your life, because that will do the next thing, which is E, evolve. Any relationship, friendship or not, has to evolve. Because we're evolving as individuals. Let's hope we're evolving as individuals. That's the goal. That's the movement that we're after, is that, you know, this point in time, we should be a little bit different, a little bit more balanced and compassionate than we were even a year ago. So for anything to grow, it has to evolve. And that includes a friendship. So there's a lot of friendships that have history to them. And that can be good. And that can also not be so great. The history is what can really bind you together, but you don't want to be defined by it either, good or bad. So an experience you had in high school with somebody, I have one of my best friends is from 3 years old. And, you know, we had time where we were really, really close. And then, you know, we had a joke like, oh, seventh grade wasn't a good year for us. But, you know, we came back together and, you know, here we are decades later. And she's one of my dearest, dearest friends, even though she lives on the opposite coast. So relationships evolve, and that's every kind of relationship. So appreciate and support the evolution of the individual who is your friend, and also the evolution of your friendship. And it might be different. Another thing that I've heard from a lot of women, I didn't experience this because fortunately I had kids around the same time as my other good friends. But when somebody has a change in life, whether it's becoming a mother or getting married, and there's like another area of her life that's taking her away. And this can be the same with a man. You're not like hanging out the same way, but that's okay. Don't give up on a relationship just because these evolutions happen. Pay attention and nurture it, and maybe understand that the nourishment is going to be different. N, as in friend, N is notice. Notice, you know, there's so many people in your life that you see, whether it's at work or, you know, very superficial interactions with, who aren't going to notice shifts in you, like some depths, something that's happening underneath the surface. That's what a friend really does, is a friend notices. And you know, really good friends are going to respond according to that. And it could be like from a place of concern, like I'm noticing someone's a lot more depressed and a lot more withholding or isolating. And so notice it, because a lot of people won't notice it, but a friend, a true friend, is going to notice those changes. Similarly, it could be, you know, obviously you'll notice, you want to notice the changes that could be really hard and full of despair or devastating, but also notice the celebrations too, and celebrate with your friend the accomplishments. And I'm sure this happens with men as well as women, but people can sometimes not be happy for you when you succeed. And the last person you want to not be happy for you is a friend. So celebrate, notice the positive, the triumphs and the tribulation. And that's really paying attention and not sweeping it under the rug. And the final thing is, as a D, a friend, I believe, is going to defend. You know, this whole I got your back, there is something so powerful to that. I know I would not be where I am today if I didn't have really, really close, strong friendships. And I know these women would just lay down for me, you know, in a big way. So they would defend me if that I ever needed defending, because they are, there's the loyalty is so strong. And, you know, probably I don't need defending, and you might not ever need defending, but it's more of the sense that whatever happens, you know, that person is not going to fade away or fail you, but really going to defend you and step up to the plate. So that's what I look for in a friend. And that's what I think makes a good friend. And that's something that we should all work for as being a friend as well. I think in this modern life, there's so many wonderful ways to connect with people that we didn't have before because of technology. However, it's also a very, it's a very like superficial connection. I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but it doesn't go into the depth that a real friendship can go into. And we need to attend to the people. We need to nourish those people. We need to pay attention. We need to take the time. You know, like I was talking about my best friend from childhood, she lives in California. We've got a 3-hour time difference, which isn't, you know, it's not like she lives in Australia, but it's different. And she's got, her kids are way younger than my kids. So we could really drift apart because of some of the just day in and day out practicalities. But I'm committed. Like if 2 weeks goes by and I don't talk to Kelly, I'm like, oh, I got to call her. It's like, it's just like a habit. And she does the same with me. So have it become a habit for you to be a better friend. And you don't need a ton of friends, by the way, but you need to be a good friend to have a good friend. So I hope this helps with Friday friends. And as always, I'm pulling for you. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. Pass this on to somebody that's a friend, and maybe just send them the link and say, hey, this reminded me of you. Because what a great way to give a gift to your friend just by acknowledging how important he or she is to you. Thank you so much.